And he was operating in these networks with the very people the Americans were fighting, the people on the ground, the fodder. And I don't know whether you saw this, but it probably wasn't reported much in North America. But like I said earlier, and I'm going to unfortunately get into this a little bit later, when you follow these bloodlines, you follow human sacrifice and blood drinking, which may be because of the reasons I talked about earlier, or people tell me from the inside. But when they were renovating in the last few years, 28 Craven Street in London, to be a kind of a museum to Benjamin Franklin's life, they dug the floor up. And under it, they found 10 bodies, six of them children, that had very strange things done to them. And according to this article, they've dated the bodies to the time that Benjamin Franklin and his mate were in there. And they've tried to explain it away in this article that they must have been into body snatching for medical research. Well, when you get into what the Hellfire Club was about, and this guy was a major player, maybe there was another reason why there's 10 bodies, six of them children, under the bloody floorboards. The first president of the United States, George Washington, was not just a high degree Freemason. The whole inaugural ceremony was run by Freemasons. There's pictures of it, the bloody aprons as they walked down. They took over America under the guise of freedom. And then we've got old Thomas Jefferson, another bloodline guy. He actually wrote that all men are created equal while owning 200 black slaves. I mean, can I have a word, mate? Just a little word here. I mean, you know what I mean? Because right up to the present day, very easy to say. You don't have to live it, you just have to convince the people that that's the case. Then you do as you like. It's called winning elections. And now we come down these bloodlines of presidents to this guy, George W. Bush. And maybe he won't win the election, but 3 years ago I predicted that he would be the next president of the United States. Not because I'm a genius or a prophet, but because when you understand the bloodlines and how high this guy up is in the hierarchy for a president, then everything starts to fall into place. This guy, George Bush, has an astonishing history. And if you just read my books or go into the website, you'll see the sort of stuff this guy is into. It is staggering. And he is the man named more than any other as a shapeshifter. Again, rising sun. And again, when you look in these Illuminati-controlled magazines like Newsweek and Time, you see the symbolism, rising sun. It may seem an obvious headline, but to them, it's symbolic. The sun is constantly used. Which brings me to this, the secret language. If you're running a secret operation, then you need your codes and you need your symbols that your initiates understand and can read, but the general population don't even know what's going on. And here's some examples of that as we go along, because these are all around us. The Illuminati, one of the great Illuminati symbols over the years, this was a Templar symbol, was the skull and bones. This is on a Freemasonic apron from the last century. And so, as a result of that skull and bones symbol of the Illuminati, we get one of the most notorious secret societies in the whole of North America. The Skull and Bones Society, most famous member George Bush, soon to be most famous member George W. Bush. And his father, George Bush's father, George W.'s grandfather, Prescott Bush, was also a member of the Skull and Bones Society. Invitation by bloodline only. And the Russell Trust that relates to the Russell family and Charles Taze Russell that started the Jehovah's Witnesses, are the people who funded the creation of the Skull and Bones Society. And the Russell Trust used to use Skull and Bones flags on their ships as they ran drugs into China during the Opium Wars for the British or the Illuminati based in Britain. Skull and Bones is a major symbol, but the pyramid is even bigger than that. And it's not just that the pyramid is a symbol in the coded language. The pyramid is a geometrical structure which does things to energy, particularly if you plonk them in these vortex points. And so they've used the pyramid not just as a symbol, but also to manipulate energy. A few years ago, during the reign in France of the 33-degree Freemason François Mitterrand, they staggered anyone with an eye for ascetics by building this big glass pyramid right next to the Louvre Museum, this beautiful museum in Paris. And people were staggered. And they had a ritual opening of this ugly friggin' thing. There's Margaret Thatcher and all these other people here. All the heads of Europe were there. Now, why did they put that there? In a few minutes, we'll see why they put it there. The pyramid with the all-seeing eye. The eye, the all-seeing eye, the watchers from that hand by Credo Much's artifact, is a massive Illuminati symbol. This is the guiding force that controls the pyramid. And this was put on the dollar bill, this ancient Illuminati symbol, by Franklin Delano Roosevelt, one of the major frontmen for the Illuminati in the 20th century, in 1933. And this is a mass of esoteric symbolism which the Illuminati initiates understand and the rest of us don't understand. It breaks down, it is said, all that Latin and stuff on it as he favors our undertaking new order of the ages, or words to that effect. And down the bottom, by the way, it says May the 1st, 1776. Now, people have taken that to be the year of the Declaration of Independence. That's why it's on the dollar bill. Or it doesn't say May the 1st, it says 1776. But on May the 1st, 1776, something else happened. There was the creation of a major element within the Illuminati network called the Bavarian Illuminati that was behind many of the manipulations and wars and conflicts in Europe which followed. Again, you see this. This is the R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company. The Reynolds is one of the bloodlines out of North Carolina. And the R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company was owned at one time, maybe it still is, by the Gray family that are very, very close to George Bush. In North Carolina, in the area that this company controls, people don't realize this, but race purity did not end with Adolf Hitler. In 1946 in North Carolina, in the area that this lot controlled, R.J. Reynolds and the families that control it, children were given intelligence tests, and those that fell below a certain level were forcibly brought with their parents in front of a eugenics court, and little boys and little girls were sterilized because they did not reach the desired level of intelligence. That was not in Nazi Germany. That was in 1946 in North Carolina. The Nazis and the fascists did not end in 1945. They just took the jackboots off and the uniforms and put on business suits and smart shirt and ties. Again, the all-seeing eye keeps coming up again and again. This, look at that, this is the symbol of British intelligence. Look at it, British intelligence. That, by the way, the fleur-de-lis, is a symbol of the Merovingian bloodline. It goes back to, this is the Babylonian Trinity. You'll find that everywhere, particularly in relation to British royalty. This is MI5. And British intelligence is the premier intelligence operation in the world that controls, indeed created, the CIA, and certainly would be massively influential in affairs in Canada. Even the all-seeing eye is on the capstone at the top. Again, this is triads from China, same thing, because they all connect in the end at the top level. This is Fidelity Investments, again, the same thing, recurring. And the eye, the all-seeing eye, CBS Television. And what does CBS stand for? Columbia Broadcasting. Everywhere you look, you see this stuff. Once you start to see what's going on. Now, what you're looking at here, and if I saw this for the first time and heard what I'm about to say, I might say, don't be bloody daft. But when you put it together with all the rest, you start to realize that there is nothing that is a coincidence in Illuminati symbolism. This is Dealey Plaza. This is where they killed Kennedy. They killed him in a street plan of a pyramid with a capstone missing. That is a railway bridge that cuts off the join. Now, this area is very, very sacred to the secret society network. This is where they put the first Freemasonic temple in Dallas. And they killed him here, Kennedy here, in this, what is to them, a sun temple in their kind of the way that they see the world and their ritual. Now, I'm going to come back to Kennedy in a second. because he fits in many areas. Now we come to the main Illuminati symbol, which you'll see all over the place. It's the lighted torch or the flame. And this comes, not in part at least, from another recurring story from the ancient world. And that is of some hero who took fire from the gods, fire equaling knowledge, and handed it to humans. In other words, these bloodlines, it seems. Now, this is the most famous one, a Greek hero called Prometheus, who was supposed to have taken fire, knowledge from the gods, and given it to humans. Now, this, therefore, the flame became the major Illuminati symbol. Now, this gold statue of Prometheus is actually in the Rockefeller Center in New York. It was put there by the Rockefellers, the bloodline branch managers of America and further afield. And there's a plaque there to that effect. Now, to the Rockefellers, that is massive symbolism, which they understand about the bloodlines holding the knowledge and using it for this agenda. Now, that's what that is. This is not the one in New York Harbor. It's an exact replica. I haven't been to New York recently. That's why you've got a fairground ride. This one's in Las Vegas, which is a massive Illuminati symbolism. My goodness me, you want to see that place? Now, what we are led to believe is that in New York Harbor is saying, this is the land of the free. What it's actually saying, because this was given to New York by French Freemasons from Paris, who knew what it really stood for, what it's really saying is, we're running the show, we're telling you, but you can't see, can you? What a laugh. And the people that have studied Babylonian imagery and stuff say this whole package is very, very much along the lines of Queen Semiramis. Now, in an island in the River Seine in Paris, where this came from to this day, a lot of people don't know that, is a virtual mirror image of the Statue of Liberty. So that flame and the torch is the Illuminati symbol, the illuminated ones, illuminated into knowledge we don't normally get in the public arena. Back to Kennedy. When they killed Kennedy here, the grassy knoll, in the street plan, which is a pyramid with a capstone missing, the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry put up an obelisk, an ancient symbol going way back into ancient Egypt and before, of course, and on the top of it, they put the lighted torch. We killed him, we're telling you, but you can't see it. And what have they put on Kennedy's grave from that day to this? The lighted torch, the eternal flame, the Illuminati. We killed him, we're telling you, you can't see it. And back to Paris. That is the place, the image, on top of the Pont d'Alma tunnel, the bridge or passage of the moon goddess on the ancient site of the Merovingian ritual chambers of sacrifice to the goddess Diana, where people take their tributes to the Princess of Wales. It is an exact and massive replica of the torch held by the Statue of Liberty. It's called the Liberty Flame, the thing there to say that on the side. It's standing on a black pentagram, and you can't get more satanic imagery than that. On her grave, Althorpe Park in Northamptonshire, you've got the flame. And again, Columbia Pictures, Columbia, the dove, Semiramis, the lady holding the lighted torch. This is Christian Broadcasting Network of Pat Robertson, George Bush's big mate, who's pressing for George W. Bush to become president. Again, the coin from America there. So when you start to understand the secret language and start to fit everything together as the layers come together, you can see that, or you may not see, but I can see anyway, or I choose to see, in my view, that there is a massive network of knowledge here which has been kept from us, which when you start to understand how it fits together, the world starts to change. Now, not only, I've got some amazing stuff coming up here now, not only do you get this imagery in the way that I've just described, you get it in the streets all around us, like I said earlier. Let's go back to this center of the street plan in Paris, the Arc de Triomphe. And the arch, of course, is great secret society symbolism, like the Royal Arch of Freemasonry and all that stuff. It's not just in terms of the street plans that, or the symbolism in general, that they're taking the mick. It's not even just a code. they know that everything affects energy. And if you put certain buildings and flows of streets in a certain relationship to each other with certain symbols, you are going to affect the energy. And as we are living in energy, what that energy is doing is going to affect us. And if you can manipulate what this energy is doing, it's going to affect us mentally and emotionally. They understand how to do this. This is a wonderful example in Paris of how they fit it together. This is the Arc de Triomphe. We're going to start here, right underneath the arch, looking down the most famous thoroughfare in Paris called the Champs-Élysées. Dodi Fayed's apartment, where they were supposed to be heading but weren't, when the crash happened with Diana, is here somewhere. Now, we're going to be underneath the arch we are now, and we're looking down the Champs-Élysées. There's the flame, the Illuminati. And then we're going in an exact straight line, straight down the Champs-Élysées. The next thing we will hit is this. It's a 3,200-year-old original Egyptian obelisk from Luxor in Egypt, the Valley of the Kings, with the golden tip on the top, the golden penis of Osiris. We're going to go straight through the middle of that symbolically in an exact straight line. The next thing we hit is the arches of this structure, which is very much like Marble Arch in London. There's the obelisk right in the middle there. And we're going to continue to walk dead straight. And this is the next thing we hit. The big black pyramid that no one could understand why they would put it up next to this beautiful Louvre Museum. It wasn't there because it looked nice. It's there because it's part of the build-up of the manipulation of the energy we call the city of Paris. Same everywhere in the major cities of the Illuminati. This is from a book called Talisman of the United States. A guy who has looked at the street plan of Washington and focused on the amazing imagery and symbolism within it. And of course, they started with a blank sheet of paper, the Washingtons and the Jeffersons and the people orchestrating them when this was built. And a guy called Charles L'Enfant, a French Freemason who was brought in to do the original plan. Now, this is the Congress building, and he's identified what appears to be a Star of David. But of course, like I said earlier, this is not an exclusively Jewish symbol. This is an ancient symbol that goes right back thousands and thousands of years right across the planet. It is just an esoteric symbol. It became associated with Jewish people when the Rothschilds started using it few centuries ago. And that's from Jewish historical sources. It's just an esoteric symbol. But you show that and they go, you're anti-Semitic. No, it's nothing to do with that. It's to do with what it is. He's also identified that key buildings in Washington line up with where the sun rises at the winter and summer solstice, which is what the ancients did with their stone circles and with their massive earthworks. I'm going to come back to Washington in a second. I want to give you some background to understand the significance of what I'm going to show you in that street plan, however. What you're looking at is, in research into satanic ritual by the elite and the famous names, a notorious place. It's called Bohemian Grove. It's about 75 miles north of San Francisco, and it's next to the Russian River. It's not Russian at the moment because it's quite calm, but it's called the Russian River. Now, behind these trees in Sonoma County is 2,700 acres of redwood forest. And every year in July, the elite, the presidents, past, present, and future, the media owners, the bankers, the business leaders, the key Illuminati figures in North America and further afield turn up for a summer camp at Bohemian Grove. If you read Transformation of America by Kathy O'Brien and other works, you can get a feel for what really goes on in this summer camp. I took these pictures myself as near as I could get. It says no through road there. You get up and you eventually become to Bohemian Grove some way up there. I've never been that far. Now, here's a picture from Bohemian Grove taken in 1957. This is Glenn Seaborg. I got it off a website telling the story of his life. It wasn't like from Bohemian Grove's website. Glenn Seaborg was one of the guys who helped to develop plutonium, etc. He's making a speech at Bohemian Grove in 1957. Look over here. We have Uncle Ron. I guess in 1957 he's still getting on and off his horse, is he? I don't know. I suppose he is. He's like an actor. B-movie actor. Over here, Tricky Dicky, Richard Nixon. Here they are in Bohemian Grove, another element of the Illuminati network, and both go on, despite their vastly different backgrounds, to become President of the United States. Like I say, they are selected by blood, not by ballot. Now here's another picture from Bohemian Grove, taken by a journalist on a long lens. What you're looking at during this summer camp is a ritual in which the elite of the world, or the elite of North America anyway, they dress up in long gowns with like hoods on. You know, Uncle Ron looks great in one of them eyebrows, he used to. And here they are. It's much clearer on the original. It doesn't come down quite so sharp onto a computer. Now what we got here, a 40-foot stone owl. Did I come in late? We're talking the people you see on the Criminal News Network every day. What are we doing here? What we're doing is you have to look back to understand this. As a group around Sonoma County have begun to expose, and you can get a hold of them on the website, you go back in the ancient world and you find that the Phoenicians and the Babylonians and the people of that area at that time, they used to sacrifice children to a deity called Moloch or Molech. In the Old Testament even, you can see references to people being condemned for putting their children through the fire to Molech. When I've talked, and I've done so much research into the Satanism network, not least because to understand that staggeringly is to understand how the world's controlled and who's doing it. And I've talked to victims of this stuff, most of which don't survive, of course, but the few that have, comparatively. And I've talked to therapists around the world, particularly a great friend of mine in London, Vera Diamond. And they tell me that today, these elite names are still doing ritual sacrifices of children to a deity called Moloch or Molech, the same as they were thousands of years ago. So we ask the question, how do they symbolize Molech? Moloch as an owl, which is staggering considering this is what I discovered. It wasn't in the book, I just saw it as I was looking at a street plan of Washington. This is the Congress building, and all I've done is draw a red line around the roads within the Congress complex. It is a quite obvious owl, but don't take my word for it. This next one I have not even touched. It's a straight picture from a Washington street directory you can by anywhere in Washington. Not only is Congress building in the belly of the owl, it's standing on a pyramid. The pyramid and all-seeing owl. And that in the belly of the owl, the Illuminati, is, you couldn't get much more symbolic than that. Now, if we move on, like I said with the Nazis, where they took a swastika and they turn it around to indicate the negative, what the Satanists do is they do two things. They either reverse symbols, the five-pointed star points down, Satanism, or they distort esoteric symbols to destroy their balance, and that also indicates the negative to them in their symbolic language. This here is the Congress building. This here is the White House. And the center of a pentagram is a pentagon, which just happens to be the shape and name of the very headquarters of the American military. So if we go back to this symbol, just let's take this example. Here's the White House. You go straight the way through there, that middle road, I think it's called 16th Street, from the White House. You get to here somewhere, and you find a very strange building in the street plan of Washington. And it's it Ardor Ike. There you go. There it is. And here you have the symbolism of the Sphinx here, kind of feel. There you have the Horus, the magnificent it is when you see it live, sun coming up over the horizon. And here we have basically an Egyptian temple. Here's a close-up of the, or a closer-up, of the sun, Horus, son of God of ancient Egypt. What is this building? It's the supreme headquarters, 33rd degree Scottish Rite of Freemasonry. Freemasonry did not begin in the 1700s. It is part of a seamless web of manipulation which changes its name from time to time so we lose the plot. And it goes back right to where these bloodlines come out of, or at least as far back as I've been able to research so far. And again, it keeps coming up. This is the imagery of the Rosicrucian organization. Thomas Jefferson was a Rosicrucian. Again, it's all Egyptian symbolism. There's the sun again, because that's where this stuff comes out of, that part of the world particularly. Now, this is not a political building, the Congress building. It's actually a temple to the Illuminati secret society network. The reason it's called Capitol Hill is because when the Illuminati was based in Rome during the Roman Empire and the creation of Christianity, one of their sacred places of worship and ritual was a place called Capitoline Hill. And so this became Capitol Hill when the Freemasons built it. And when Madeleine Albright, the high priestess of American politics, and I'm not kidding, was appointed by Clinton to be Secretary of State, her first overseas visit was to Italy and Europe, and she made an official visit to Capitoline Hill, which to her would have been a pilgrimage and a highly symbolic visit for those in the know of what's going on. So when you look at the Nazis, who were just an expression, another wing of this manipulation to create the divide and rule and the war that created 55 million casualties of all races, you find the same symbolism because it's the same gang. The Maltese cross, the cross of the Knights of Malta, classic on the Nazi uniform. This guy's won the lottery, he's got the lot. The skull and bones, the reverse sun symbol, the swastika, and the eagle, which evolved as a symbol out of the phoenix, the sunbird of the Phoenicians and of the Egyptians. Here's another Nazi, the flying sun disc going back to ancient Egypt. It's the same symbolism because we're looking at two sides of the same thing. Now, the Heil Hitler symbol actually was a part of a ritual from a secret society called the Order of the Golden Dawn, which was most famously peopled by a guy called Aleister Crowley, a close friend of Winston Churchill, the Prime Minister of Britain during the wartime, and also very much operating in Germany, where the Nazis were coming out of the esoteric occult Teutonic Knights network through the Thule Society, the Edelweiss Society, and the Vril Society. And again, the heraldry and the stuff, this is the crown they crown the queen with. I don't know what they bloody do, silly thing. Anyway, they have the Maltese cross. You find all the symbolism in all that stuff as well. And this is interesting. Liberty. You'll find this in the United States Congress. It's about liberty, you see, because we're free, you'll say. Very free country, you'll say. Very bright. Well, what's that doing there, then? That symbol is the very symbol from which we get the name fascism. It's called the fasci. It comes from the Roman Empire. And why does it symbolize fascism? Because they tie rods, individual elements, countries, people, organizations together tightly, and they rule them from the top with an axe head, a rod of iron. It's what fascism is. I've just described the European Union. The European Union, which they want NAFTA to evolve into the America's version of, which is why they're crashing the Canadian dollar. They've got get the one currency and get rid of the Canadian currency. The European Union has a situation in which they have centralized control of the countries of Europe in Brussels, where bureaucrats make decisions, unelected bureaucrats, which override the national laws of the countries of Europe. That's classic fascism, even on the basis of the very symbol we get the word from. And this is the Colorado seal. Look at this. Colorado is a massive Illuminati center, not least Denver, where that airport is with the gargoyles. There you have, again, the sun and the symbol of the pyramid. But look, there again, the classic fascist symbol on a so-called free American state. And when you go to the Knights of Columbus, I took this in eastern Canada, again, the classic fascist symbol. They understand at the top level what it means. They're talking to us. Again, ARCO, Atlantic Richfield Oil Company. You see it in the transnationals. That's the pyramid with a capstone missing. Look out from above. This is the House of Lorraine, one of the great depositories of the bloodline. This is the double cross of the House of Lorraine, the cross of Lorraine, from where we get the term being double-crossed, being manipulated. And how appropriate, then, that we should find it in this Exxon Oil Company. This is from a copper operation in America, and according to the research of Fritz Springmeier in a book called The Illuminati Bloodlines, this was a symbol almost exact from the Bavarian Illuminati, which started on May the 1st, 1776. And so we get in America the Circle K operation. K and circles appear, I've not really worked this out yet, appear to be a part of the code. And there you have Texaco. Again, it's all esoteric symbolism. The circle, the pentagram, and the T-square of Freemasonry. And Bill Clinton's been there as well, as you can see there. I didn't see that. But because it could have been Christopher Columbus because he's so foolish. No, he's not. No. The point is, though, that it's not just symbolism for, you know, let's take the piss. We'll put it out there. We'll know what it means, and they don't. What a laugh. We have a subconscious which picks up everything. And they have this understanding of how to speak to the subconscious. And the subconscious often speaks in imagery and symbolism. This is why we dream in symbolic ways rather than literal ways. And this is why the top copywriters in advertising and stuff, they know how to use imagery and to use certain words to talk to the subconscious. The idea is to put images and thoughts into our subconscious, which eventually filter to the conscious, at which point we say, hey, I've got a good idea. One of the things that happened, this is a famous story, is that what they used to do some time ago is they used to put flash frames of Coke bottles in the movie just before the interval. Now, the conscious level just couldn't see that. Boom, gone. The film never seemed to change. The subconscious sees everything. And until they banned that, Coke sales at intervals in cinemas went up significantly because it went in at the subconscious, came, I fancy a Coke. We think it's our personal thought. It's coming from the subconscious, and that's the way they go in. That's the way they go in with the mind control. Again, it's amazing how you see the Freemasonic floors in famous cathedrals because they control the religions. This is Westminster Abbey. And all over the world, I haven't seen a policeman recently in Canada, although I might have seen one earlier today if things hadn't have changed. But